It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Wisconsin Department of Justice has launched a task force to combat elder abuse. We'll talk with an advocate for senior citizens about the problem and his hopes for the new effort.
First, a cyber attack on the credit reporting company Equifax compromised the personal data of over 143 million Americans last May. What's more, the company didn't discover the breach until the end of July.
The Equifax breach differs from some previous hacks because of the kinds of information that it could have found their way into the hands of criminals.
It's been reported that social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and maybe even driver's license numbers might have been stolen.
Lisa Schiller joins us now. She's a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, looking at this breach, just how bad is this?
Well, you know, it's pretty big, actually. I mean, we've seen several data breaches in the last few years, affecting several million consumers. This one is estimated to have affected potentially about half of the population. So it is pretty big. There's three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax being one of them. So I think this, you know, we all kind of need to really pay attention to this one.
And when we're hearing social security numbers and birth dates, some addresses, and then maybe for some customers, credit information and driver's licenses, that's like all the stuff, right? I mean, a criminal could do a lot of work with those.
A criminal definitely could do a lot of work with some of that and with all of that. So, yes, it's definitely something to be, you know, very aware of. But, you know, also the Better Business Bureau wants consumers to stay calm. That's the first step. I mean, we don't want to, you know, get too excited and do anything rational or, affect your health in any way by becoming upset. But at the same time, you know, you want to be vigilant. Stay in touch with the website of Equifax. This is an evolving situation. Information is changing. So you want to be aware of what's going on, for your own needs.
I want to give a listen to Equifax CEO Rick Smith. He released a video yesterday apologizing for the security breach and offering at least some remedy. Here's a listen.
We're taking unprecedented step of offering every U.S. consumer in the country a comprehensive package of identity theft protection and credit file monitoring at no cost. We also opened a special call center and launched a dedicated website to provide consumers with information they need to manage their personal situation.
What do you think of the reaction you've seen so far from Equifax, Lisa?
Well, I think that, that's pretty typical in when there is a data breach. The company generally offers free credit monitoring and identity theft protection. However, consumers definitely need to be aware of the fine print involved in that. There are some frequently asked questions or FAQs on the company's website, on Equifax's website, that the Better Business Bureau wants consumers to read before signing up for any free credit monitoring or identity theft protection. So you can actually go to the company's website. I have done that. It's EquifaxSecurity2017.com. You can click on a button that says potential impact right on that screen, and you can actually put in your last name and the last six digits of your Social Security number, and it will inform you if they believe that you personally have potentially become a victim. Now, in my case, I have. I ran my husband's information as well, and he has also. So now we're just kind of sitting tight. We're very good at monitoring our credit card statements, our bank statements, but we're going to be extra careful right now. I'm not going to jump into any free credit monitoring or anything of that nature just yet. I want to make sure I go through all the frequently asked questions and I understand everything and get all of my questions answered before I sign up for anything.
What are the risks of the small print that you're worried about at this point?
Well, sometimes when you sign up for, different things such as free credit monitoring, you may be giving up your rights for anything else down the line. So, I guess in saying that, it's always good to read the fine print, like anything, but in this case as well.
We're talking to Lisa Schiller from Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau, looking at this big hack, this big data breach at Equifax, the social security numbers, credit information for some, affecting over 143 million Americans. So, Lisa, talk about good credit hygiene. What kind of things should we do to make sure that all of a sudden our credit cards aren't being used for the wrong thing? Our credit information isn't being used to do things that we don't want it to do?
Well, several things. First, the Better Business Bureau recommends limiting the number of third parties that you actually give your information to. And also, when shopping online, which, you know, we all do on a regular basis nowadays, make sure your payment, the payment web pages are encrypted. And when you get an email, do not click on any links inside that email that are unsolicited or maybe suspicious. And limit the websites that you use that actually allow you to keep your credit card information on file. One very important piece of information and we want to get across today is in light of this data breach, beware of scammers who may purport to be from the retailer or your bank or even your credit card issuer. Anyone telling you that your credit card was compromised or suggesting actions to fix the problem. Phishing emails may attempt to fool you right now into providing your credit card information, or they may ask you to click on a link or open an attachment, and doing so can download malware into your computer. So anytime we see anything big like this, we always see scams that follow in its wake.
That said, I get confused, Lisa, because I have had legitimate communications from credit card providers saying that there's something that they're worried about and you know, that it's the real deal. How do I tell the real ones from the scam ones?
Right. Well, generally, they will not come by email. Generally not. And also, if you see something and it's you're not sure, you know, if you should believe the email or the phone call or the, you know, even the letter in the mail, you know, go just pick up the phone and call the company directly to ask. Or in a case like Equifax, go directly to their website. So don't click on any links, but just go directly to their website.
And what is the right thing for people to do if, God forbid, they realize they have clicked on the wrong thing? They think they have been scammed, whether for this or some phone scam or something like this. What's the first step they should take if they're in that position?
Well, you know, as always, monitor all of your accounts. Report anything that is suspicious or doesn't look familiar to you at all. After any data breach, you might want to consider putting a credit freeze or a fraud alert on your credit reports with the three major credit reporting agencies. A credit freeze will prevent anyone from accessing your credit report or your scores, but it also means that you cannot apply for new credit without lifting that freeze. So that's something you can look into a little bit more in depth online as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier not wanting to overreact. I've seen people saying, hey, I went to that kind of creepy-looking Equifax website. It looks like my data was compromised. And people are saying, well, maybe I should freeze my credit right now just based on that. Is that an overreaction?
No. I mean, I think that a credit freeze is not overreacting. I think, you know, it's up to the individual. I think they should read about it and know exactly what is entailed in a credit freeze. But it's certainly something to consider and certainly nothing to be, you know, afraid of doing.
Do you hear of a lot of cases of identity theft and credit fraud here in Wisconsin, Lisa?
You know, we do hear of identity theft fairly often. Wisconsin isn't on the top of the list as far as identity theft, but it's been a big problem for many years. The Federal Trade Commission actually monitors the number of identity theft reports that are processed. And, you know, what we do here at the Better Business Bureau when we hear of identity theft or consumers report it to us is we refer them to the Federal Trade Commission. And they have a fantastic tool right on their website that you can follow through if you think that you've been a victim of identity theft.
What are you watching for now? As you mentioned, this is just coming out. Equifax has been changing somewhat in its reaction even just over today. What are you watching for next?
You know, unfortunately, data breaches are a part of our society nowadays. I mean, we've seen them happening through the years. We've seen some really big ones, you know, Target in January of 2014. We had Home Depot in 2014, as well as the Bank of New York Mellon, and Staples and Kmart. And, you know, I guess it's an unfortunate thing, but, you know, we just keep watching for, you know, when is the next one, unfortunately, and what can we do to get the word out and help people protect themselves and, you know, be vigilant and, you know, report something if they've been a victim.
And here in Wisconsin, what is a good first point of contact for people who want more information about any kinds of fraud that they may be encountering?
Well, we have a fantastic website, betterbusinessbureau.org/scamtracker. And you can actually go into our scam tracker tool and click on our heat map, and you can find out what scams are being reported where, and you can also report scams, whether or not you've been a victim. So consumers can always feel free to go to our website. If they have any questions about anything or you know, need any type of referral, they can always give us a call. Our public line is 1-800-273-1002.
We'll leave it there. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Lisa Schiller from the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau talking about the Equifax data breach.